This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Eagles flew like 53 perfect Eagles this past season, at least at the end of the year. That was an all-time ass-whooping in both the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. It was very... It was interesting how the NFC Championship game was so similar to the 2017 NFC Championship game. Not with the Eagles getting into a 7-0 hole that day, but with just killing Minnesota. But the Super Bowl was so different than this Super Bowl is so different than that one, you know, obviously 8 years ago. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. So we're doing a lot, both looking back to the Eagles Super Bowl season, but also looking ahead to another one, knowing that it's the second time in franchise history they've got a Super Bowl victory in the recent back pocket. So good stuff there. Also, one thing with the Phils last night, outrageous. I was listening to Rhea in the update. One outrage last night. How in like the heck does Lizardo not come back into that game after 2 hour and 45 minute rain delay? I'm outraged. Stop. How do you suck it up, dude? Suck it up.
He was great again last night.
He was. Yeah. He really was.
After the first he inning, was. Just settled in and was just awesome.
He looks
Did
great.
Did you hear the story of those?
By
glasses?
The way, can I just say for those that are that transcribe our show and put that into print form in the internet, I was joking.
Put the sarcasm font on,
yeah.
Please.
Yes. All right, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did you hear the story of those glasses?
Yeah,
that
it's pretty cool.
Once upon a time, they were prescription goggle-type things, but there was a time where he forgot his prescription goggles, and he went out and just grabbed some that were the clear kind that looked kind of similar.
Didn't that happen to James Worthy? Am I remembering that he got poked in the eye?
Really?
He got poked in the eye.
Wore them for a little bit.
Wore
yeah.
them because he needed them and then said, I'm going to keep with them. Without,
how about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about
well,
a prescription.
It's similar
I think.
Apparently, Luzardo now continues to wear the same ones that he went and bought on the road somewhere.
In Atlanta, actually, a couple years ago.
Non-prescription glasses.
That's yeah, wild, man.
That, you know, he doesn't need, but I guess he thinks they look cool.
Yeah, no, that's
Is that
great.
What you're doing?
No, these are readers, John. I'm just getting old, man.
Because
that's all this is. That's
it seems
readers.
Like... Well, for the longest time, you were closing one eye and holding your phone inches from your face.
You never understand. Okay. That's when I don't have my contacts in, don't have my readers on, and am choosing to view something on my phone.
Well, you've been doing that for the last 8 years.
Hence the readers, to not do that.
Well, you just started with the readers pretty recently.
Oh, no, hold on. No, I got it backwards. That's when I have the contacts out. Yeah, I don't have to tell you, man. Yeah, then the readers are for when I have the contacts in.
So do you have glasses and readers separately?
Yes.
You have multiple pairs of glasses.
Yes.
Now.
You'll be able to discern.
This
when
all
I
hit
have...
you pretty fast,
two
it seems.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying that yes. The glasses arrival happened all at once?
No.
You used to just
John,
squint.
Listen,
now you've got
glasses since a teenager.
Pairs of things.
Glasses since teenager, readers since the last 6 to 8 months. That's
okay.
It. Eyes changed. I got older. Hey, by the way, when you call in today, Your chance to win Phillies tickets. Phils and Giants will be back in town. Obviously, the Phils got a series with the Cardinals, but then Phils and Giants will be at Citizens Bank Park early next week. This is a game on Tuesday. Tuesday of next week, 6:45, first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any game, get yourself to Phillies.com. This is also going to be Jackie Robinson night. So, big night, of course, across Major League Baseball. Phils will have a big ceremony before the game to honor the tremendous legacy of Jackie Robinson. You can attend this game. Here's how you you can get there today via our show. You got to give us an answer to something that you would change. Why? Because I saw a big headline yesterday. There is a renewed push to try to get rid of daylight savings. I know there's a lot. James, you're one of them. You think daylight savings is really
Oh, I don't care. No, I'm not one of them. I think it's real. I don't care at all one way or the other.
Well, a lot of people do. And apparently it's got bipartisan support to try to get this thing out of society, at least in America. So we will ask you today at 215. I don't know what the other nations do. 215-592-9494. What is something you would change? Best answer. Best answer, whoever provides it. You're heading to the Phillies game on Tuesday. Now, let me just put this one caveat out there. We're not looking for the biggest elements of society that are like the worst elements of society. Yes, we wish racism didn't exist, and we wish we could wave a magic wand and not have racism or poverty or bombs, right? I mean, wouldn't it be great to not have bombs? I mean, people could still die, but you couldn't kill, you know, millions of people all at once. That's a nuke, by the way. Give us a big-time answer for, but again, not of that nature. Just an interesting answer on what is something, can be small, can be in sports, can be out of sports, can be anything. Could be the time of our show, so we don't have to have a Phillies game that goes to close to 1 a.m. and be up at 6, or be up at 4 a.m. And all right, give us an answer. What would you, John Ritchie, what would you change? You have to change anything.
Okay.
What would you change? By the way, let me just say this. I'm not going to vote if someone says take social media out. Because it ain't going out. But, you know, I get it. A lot of people want social media. I wish social media did not exist. I'll say that.
So, yeah, why don't you just take it off the board?
All right.
Because I think there's going to be a lot of things said today that could
social media
could not
and
be
social
taken
media
away.
Hate. It's not possible to get it out, but I do wish it was out. I do wish that. John, what do you got?
All right. Envision 76 right now, the Schuylkill.
Okay.
You got two lanes going in each direction.
The worst.
If we make it two levels, then we could have five lanes going one direction, five lanes going the other direction. Mm. You just got platforms. Let's make 76 two levels.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It would take 20 years to build, and the traffic would be a mess.
You know what, though?
I think it might be worth it.
I'm intrigued. All right, Seltzer, what would you change?
I'm changing the way movies are made. Like, enough with, like, four $300 million superhero movies every year, and then you get some dribs and drabs. Like, give me 10 $50 million movies. Give me 20 $20 million movies. Like, give me the Pulp Fictions and the Usual Suspects and the Few Good Men's and, like character dramas, movies.
Totally, and I'll give you an example.
Enough with all this big tent pole. I know you don't like that word, but that's what they call it. Movies. Like, enough.
Well, I agree with you, James, and I'll give you an example. Amy from Villanova hadn't seen until this week A Bronx Tale. And when she said that, I'm like, you got to see A Bronx Tale.
Yes. As soon as you sit down, did you say, now you just can't leave?
Well, I did say that. I said that over text. But my point is, that's a great movie, and that movie doesn't get made anymore.
That's exactly right.
A Bronx Tale. I mean, what a great movie. All right, Devin, something you, and again, this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. With Phillies tickets on the line for Tuesday, you tell us what you would change. Best answers, we summarize it by the end of the show. You win the tickets. Devin, you can't win the tickets. You're a WIP employee. But what would you change?
In relation to last night, I think if a rain delay goes over an hour and a half, the game should just be rescheduled. Like, it's just crazy, especially when it's late at night, to be waiting around, and it's not just the players, it's staff at the ballpark. I just reschedule it. There's no need.
So I disagree with that one, but at times they call it. But I think an hour is a little short, but I get it. The rain.
I said hour and a half.
Matt Gell pointed out that whenever the Braves win, they set off this huge horn siren.
Yep.
It was going off at 12:53, and I'm sure the people who live close to that love that.
That's a good point. Rhea, what would you change?
This is very selfish, and I will admit it, that the NCAA Finals championship game starts at 9 o'clock.
instead of what was it?
No, I'd want it to move like back to like 8.
Oh, I
well,
got it.
Can we span this out and say the World Series and all these things start earlier? Because I'm very with you on
this. There's a lot.
I mean, well, because the Super Bowl starts at 6:20.
Yeah,
it's
totally
proven to be highly successful.
It has.
I'm just saying for championship games, you're just cutting out. I saw the first half of the NCAA championship game the other night, and I had to watch the rest of it.
I saw 0 seconds live.
Yeah, I mean,
when the best picture in the Oscars is given out, it's normally around 11:30.
Same thing. Yeah,
that's you know,
championship things should be done where people can watch them, and I mean people of all ages.
Okay, listen, interesting answer there. Give us a great answer. What would you change? Best answer by the end of the show, you're going to win the tickets to obviously the Phillies game on Tuesday. Let's also listen to Rob Thompson. Speaking of that rain delay, Topper talked way after the start of the game. This would be after the game. He talked about the rain delay and the process of it. Here's Topper last night.
Is there a reason why you guys agreed, or why the league or someone said you wanted to stick around and try to finish this thing?
That's through MLB.
You guys were told, or you wanted to, or like what was that?
No, they just said there was a window, so stayed around.
I mean, look, I'm okay with it because, you know, these things are going to happen 3 to 5 times a year in a long season. But I get it. It's annoying. Look, I know most people listening right now did not stay up for the end of the game. I get it. I mean,
well, it's annoying because now they've been awake for far too long, and now they have to get on a plane and travel again and play tonight at 8:00. Like it.
To be fair,
it's a domino effect.
I don't care about that.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy, and no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Them, I care about us.
What, like the viewer?
I was sort of joking, but I'm actually being somewhat serious. Look, they get paid millions of dollars. They can suck it up from time to time. But it is hard on the fan base. It's hard on the players. I was kind of joking.
Why wasn't that game? I mean, aren't most getaway games, you know, in the afternoon?
Yes. Yeah. So apparently it's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
Atlanta doesn't do many day games. It's a thing, apparently. They say it's because of traffic. I don't really know what it is, but they very rarely do day games in Atlanta. So it's a huge. I mean, but they have to fly. They're playing 16 straight games. The Phillies.
Yeah.
They have to fly on a plane to St. Louis. They're playing tonight, and then they got 2 straight day games after that. It's tough. Like, I don't expect the Phillies to look great tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, your reaction to it all. 215-592-9494. And the look back on the Eagles and the look ahead. Talk to us, Chad in Phoenixville. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Chad.
So I wanted a quick mention. You know, I don't get to call in all the time, but I noticed that Joe has struggling with working out consistently, and that's something that I used to not have an issue with, and then I got married and kind of slacked it for a little bit. But something that got me back into it was I did a challenge, the 75 hard challenge with some of my buddies, and we had some forfeits. So it just made me be held accountable. So I don't know if you need to do something like that to –
It's called the Jack versus Joe challenge.
Yeah, and show shame. That and show shame. I mean, listen, these guys hit me pretty hard yesterday, Chad, verbally. And the reality is I did work out yesterday.
Ooh, it works.
Yeah. And,
okay.
I'm feeling it today. So that's a good sign.
Wait, what kind of workout? Like gym?
A lot of cardio.
Run.
So I did 10 minutes. I did 10 minutes on a bike, 10 minutes on an incline treadmill.
Oh, wow.
10 minutes on the rowing machine.
Ooh.
And then some weights. So
good work, man.
Yeah, I think cardio is the most important thing for me to get first, because I think I'll get better with the weights as I have more cardio. Like I drag, and listen, I drag through it. I got through it, but you know, right now I'm not in shape, so I got to work on it.
Yeah, I think if you guys have like an actual forfeit, whoever loses, it's going to make you want to try a little harder. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
But I'll get to my Phillies points real quick. First of all, Lizardo still looking great. I'm hoping he just continues this path, stays healthy, because, you know, if we have him pitching like he is, that's going to be great for us in the future. Boehm doesn't look great. Not sure what's going to go with him. Might have to try and trade him for a bullpen arm, get
Maybe.
Somebody else in there
yeah.
for us. Not really sure. Value's just going down at this point. And then my biggest issue is, I know it's the beginning of the year, and so, you know, I take it with a grain of salt, but we're never going to win a series if we go 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just a tough, like, yeah, we're getting hit, and it's great, but it doesn't matter if we're not scoring.
Well, right. But to be fair, Chad, it's the first series they've lost. They're 8-4. They're tied for first place. So, you know, I'm not this. To me, this is like the last game in the world. It's a freak out on. I mean, yeah. It's going to happen. They obviously didn't hit a ton. We know that's been a thing in the past for the Phillies and was again last night. But, you know, I can accept that last night. Chad, give me an answer. What would you change? You can win Phillies tickets.
I'm not sure if this really goes with it, but the first thing that came to my head is just really bothers me is the lack of common sense that people have nowadays.
Well, I'll write it down. I mean, I guess there's something to be said for that. I tend to think that's always been the case, but I don't know. I wasn't alive in 1900, so I don't know. Let me tell you what the person...
I don't know. I think in 1900, it seemed like people had a lot more common sense. I feel like
social media exists.
Social media gives common sense. It exploded common sense like 5 years ago.
But in 1900, also, if we had social media, I think you'd see a lot of.
I don't know. Though in 1900, you could die much easier.
Yeah,
you had to be much more careful in how you acted and lived.
Q's.
You know.
Yeah, totally. You really had, and you had to like go down to the river to wash your clothes and stuff.
It's like, oh no, I got a deep cut. I hope I don't die from this.
Yeah, you might die now, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, let me talk about going down to the river for a
moment. Oh, I hope you don't get like a cold.
I know, Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I get it. So it's so unbelievable you just referenced going down to the river because I was about to talk about going down to the creek. Literally.
Wow.
No, not me. I got to rip someone. I find this, honest to God, I find this outrageous, something that happened in sports yesterday. I could not believe when I saw this headline. There was a player yesterday at the Masters who went to the bathroom without going to the bathroom.
Ew.
Is that
I could not believe this. There's a guy
by
named
how many strokes?
There's a guy named, apparently he wasn't, John. There's a guy named Jose Luis Ballester. He is a 21-year-old Spaniard who's an amateur, not even a freaking pro. He's a kid that gets to play in the Masters. He goes to college somewhere in America. 13th hole, he's like, I got to take a leak. So he goes to the creek.
At the Masters?
At the Masters.
Of all tournament, not just golf, like any tournament, sports tournament on the planet. The Masters is probably the last one.
That and Wimbledon would be like the two things.
Yeah, Wimbledon, exactly.
Johnny did it.
He did it?
Guy went to bathroom
without going
to the bathroom.
Did he notice that there were cameras following him and people? Like,
I'm sure he's well aware there's a lot of people watching the Masters. Yeah,
there's bathrooms on some of the tees, right?
Correct.
Did he ask anybody?
I don't know that answer.
So he's a dumbass.
He is an absolute dumbass.
Or an exhibitionist.
He is. I mean, and how is this? How does the guy not get a major penalty or get kicked out of the tournament?
So maybe this guy knew that he like knew the rules and was like, everyone's going to be talking about me.
Here's his quote. Darn, I got to cut off a little bit. I'll read part of this. It says, I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go, and since JT had an issue in the green, I'm like, I'm just going to sneak here in the river, and probably people would not see me that much.
Did they?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, the crowd gave him an ovation because,
well,
you know.
Of course they did.
This is great.
It's like a kid on the side of the road when you're driving down. I got to go, and you got to pull over to the side of the road.
I just was flabbergasted that such a thing would occur. Look, guys, I'm not Mr. Puritan guy here, all right? I mean, I've done it myself while golfing probably 100 times, but I think I would know if I was playing in the Masters not to do it. That's just me.
Yeah, you think you'd know enough to restrain yourself.
Yeah, and by the way, you normally find a tree, not a creek. All right, 215, at least once, you know what I'm saying?
You can disguise things a little bit.
I'm just curious, if anyone wants to weigh in, am I right that that's absurd? I mean, most of us that have played golf is.
I don't think anyone's going to say that it's not.
I mean, how does a guy take a whiz by just stepping away a couple steps during the Masters?
Especially because they planned for it. They've got bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean.
I like nice bathrooms, too. I'm sure.
I would think. All right. You can weigh in on that if you want. 215-592-9494. And yes, I am working out. I can now say that in the present tense. Well, not like present right now at 6:52 a.m. You know what's the cheesiest thing maybe of all time? Maybe the cheesiest thing ever? That song, I Work Out. Remember that song? What? Remember that horrible song?
I like that song.
That song.
That song's good. LMFAO.
Horrendous.
Oh, that.
I don't know that.
Look at this body.
You know Joe so well that you were able to get that from him dropping
even know
two
it.
Lines.
I he's never said, but that's the LMF. It's a great song.
I had no idea where it was going with
it
that.
It may be the cheesiest thing ever. But anyway.
Well, I'll play it. There you go.
I do work out. All right, 215-592-9494. Vic Fangio, something he said recently about discovering the powers of Zach Bond, that this guy wasn't Clark Kent. This guy was Superman if you would just change his position. What Fangio said recently, we'll play that audio. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.